What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going down to Macon, to Mercer University. Bears talk to Coach Mike Jacobs here, the Mercer Bears out of SoCon. Coach, good to talk to you this morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, Coach. Coach, let me ask you, man, tell me about this opportunity here in Mercer, man, to come get this, take this program down here, man, and you said the D2 level, now you're the FCS level. Talk about this program, what you saw about Mercer, and what this university means to you in the city of Macon.
Yeah, I think really, I was really fortunate to be in a really good situation. I think the Lenore Ryan University football job is probably one of the top in Division II. And so we weren't in a real big hurry. But when this Mercer thing came open and I had a chance to meet with the administration, really our athletic director, Jim Cole, his team that he had on the selection committee, and then Dr. Underwood, it became apparent that, they were committed at the highest level to making sure that Mercer's, has a chance to be not only competitive in the SoCon, but nationally year in and year out. And so it was an opportunity that I felt like I couldn't pass up. Been here now since January 18th. And, we're about 4.5 months into this thing and it's been great. And finally got my family settled here into Macon and, we're rolling with summer workouts right now.
I hear that, Coach. And Coach, I'm asking this, man, how has it been getting to meet these young men that you're going to keep on this roster over the springtime? You're going to implement your culture, how you practice, how you work out, how we do things. How have they bought into what you and your staff is trying to establish here now, what you're taking over as head coach?
Yeah, I felt like we had a really good spring, right? Like we had about a 6-week stretch where we were in what you would consider kind of mat drills and skills and drill type deals where we were, pressing guys and putting them in pressure situations. And then obviously our 15 practices during spring football. And I like the way they compete. Typically when you have an opportunity at this level to move up, A lot of times you're taking over a rebuild or something that had a bad culture. And, I'm blessed that that wasn't the case, right? Coach Kronick left, and he left a team that was a second-round playoff team last year. It's got a bunch of starters back. And so although we have a little bit more to replace offensively, defensively, we have about eight starters returning. And so this is a veteran-laden team that's been accustomed to winning, and they understand that. So I've really been impressed with how the kids work and what they've done to this point. We still have a long way to go.
And coach, I'm asking just coach, moving up from FCS from D2. For those not understand, how does it work with scholarship wise, going from D2 to FCS services, and how you have to approach building a roster now?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? Division two is a little bit more. It's almost like a salary cap, right? So at the FCS level, we're allowed 63 equivalencies, and those can be divided up into smaller pieces. And you can have 85 guys on scholarship at any time. Where at the Division II level, you have 36 equivalencies, and you can have as many guys as you can break those up into on scholarship. And so, Division II is about finding value at certain positions and placing value on certain positions and then attacking them. Where we have a little bit more, more of our kids who are on scholarship at the FCS level are on a greater dollar amount than they maybe were at the Division II level.
100%. And coach, let me ask you, in this world of the transfer portal, I call it speed dating, coach, where you kind of got to vet a guy and real quick and decide whether you want to take him or not. So how's that been for you trying to figure out a young man's really motivated and his heart about, so he don't want to be a part of a team, is he really love football? We're trying to recruit the young man and see if he's really the right fit for you to walk out of that portal.
Yeah, I mean, speed dating is a great characteristic of it. Where, we'll spend, 8, 9 months recruiting a high school student athlete. So you have time to vet them. You've talked to the high school coach. You've talked to the 7-on-7 coach. You've talked to the parents, the guidance counselors, the janitor. Like, you feel like you got a good bead on the type of person that you're getting. Where in the portal, it's almost like you got to offer and then vet. And, we try to do a good job. You got to be quick and you got to be on the front end of things. But we try to do a good job of calling the institution or someone from the institution that they're coming from, making sure that we're, getting somebody that we know is going to fit our culture and do things the right way, because we take the off-field stuff really seriously here, especially our academics. So, but the speed with which it happens and the inability to really vet a player for a long period of time is definitely something that's unique to the portal.
And Coach Jacobs, we still maybe attack the getting high school kids. I know some guys just, I'm gonna say, go old and say old. You still gonna go the route of developing young high school kids with a mixture of JUCO guys and a mixture of Porter guys, still to fill in the gaps. So you're gonna kind of go one way or another with this.
My philosophy has always been to build this thing out with high school players. To me, the portal is something you use for to fill the gap of some attrition, right? Like, you can't always replace a senior with a freshman from high school, but with the quality of high school football that's played in the state of Georgia, again, we think we have a unique niche with the academic piece here at Mercer. And so, being able to attract high-end kids. And frankly, I think with the portal, I think Group of Five and FBS guys are missing on high school guys to take more portal kids. And so I really feel like there's better high school players available. And then we'll use the portal to supplement things that we need at, very specific needs and very specific positions. But we want to build the lion's share of this roster from the high schools.
100%, coach. You mentioned it, coach. Here in Georgia, we have such great high school coaching, 7-on-7 coaching. And talk about the level of coaching down here in the high school level, about how the guys are a little bit more ahead of some guys in other states because of how they're taught, how they're shown pro style stuff, high level football, where they can think the game mentally, they can see the game as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've recruited this area for a while at my other institution. However, when you really get to see it firsthand, you get to immerse yourself in it a little bit more. You understand just the level of depth and knowledge, and how many of these high school guys could easily, be sitting in a college chair somewhere coaching football. Many of them are former college players. many of them are even pro players at some point. And so the way they run their programs, the way they structure things, the financial commitment from the communities with some of the facilities, some of these indoors, and just the resources that some of these schools have, you're creeping up into that Texas high school football range. But man, these kids are coached well, and our Georgia high school football coaches do a fantastic job.
And coach, you know, you have a cool non-conference schedule, man. You play Presbyterian, Bethune-Cookman out there as well. You got Alabama as well, man. So I'm going to talk about that, man, and how cool it is to go play Alabama. These non-con games, you got out of SoCon because they give your guys some exposure as well, man.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a lot of kids grow up and they want to play at a place like Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State or Michigan. And, you know, sometimes they find the right fit, but you still get that opportunity to, you know, walk into Bryant-Denny Stadium on the biggest stage and put it out there against one of the best teams in all of college football over the last 20 years. And, you know, we understand that it'll be a unique challenge, but you know, I think it drives our kids. I think they understand that they got to play really good football, and but it certainly is an opportunity to compete against the best.
No doubt. And Coach Maskis, man, for you guys, man, as you all grow this program out, get out here in the community, how important it is for you, man, to have your young men a part of the making community and be visible? I know sometimes your silos, but making sure the community comes out and supports these young men and know they're a part of the making community and want Mercer to be a part of that community and be visible in the community.
Yeah, I mean, we think we're the best show in Middle Georgia, right? And so we want our kids to be out in the community. We want them to be positive influences. We want to make sure that when we have opportunities to give back to those who are less fortunate than us, then we're able to. We want to develop strong relationships with, you know, the police in the community. We started a program in my last institution called Badges to Bears, where we were able to integrate some of our football leadership with some of the police leadership in town. And we've looked into doing some of those things. So it's imperative that our kids are visible. It's imperative that our kids recognize just what a blessing it is to be at Mercer, to be on scholarship, to play Division I college football, and that not everyone's afforded those opportunities. And so anytime we have a chance to give back, we want to make sure we're able to pay it forward.
I got a couple more for you, Coach. Man, for you, Coach, when did you decide you're going to get into coaching? Like, I know for me, once I was done, I'm going to get in the radio. It's easier for me that way. but for you, when did you decide you want to get into coaching, man, and make this your life passion to help young men grow and build relationships with these young men for 40, 50 years?
Yeah, so I you know, my dad was a Division I coach for 38 years. You know, he spent a number of years at West Virginia and Ohio State, Oklahoma State, Toledo, Bowling Green. He was all over. And, you know, just really at a young age, watching the relationships that he developed and the impact that he had on his particular position group of the offensive linemen was just something that I was just really drawn to. So I knew pretty early on in my life that, you know, I wanted to be like my dad and I wanted to coach college football and have an impact on the players and their families. And, you know, I want people to leave Mercer and say, this was the best 4 years of their life, right? Like they met their best friends. They maybe met their wife. They got an unbelievable degree. We won a championship. And I want to be a part of creating those core memories for our kids. And so really it was early on and it was all driven, inspired by wanting to be like my dad.
And Coach, I'm going to follow up on this for you before I go to my last question. How cool is it when you have a player to tell you, hey, Coach, I'm getting married, I'm having a baby, I got a job, I got an opportunity. How fun is that for you as a coach, man, knowing that you impact these young men's lives and they reach out to you, tell you when something good happens to them, knowing that you played a small role in helping them get to where they are at that point?
Yeah, I mean, we're just a piece of their lives, but we hope we're a big piece. And so, you know, anytime that we get those messages and, you know, I think the ones I enjoy the most are the, you know, one, watching guys grow into great husbands and fathers and doing those things and interacting with their own families. But sometimes the most rewarding ones for me are, you know, it may have been a kid where, hey, maybe we had a bit of an abrasive relationship where I had to take corrective measures on a kid because he wasn't doing things the right way. And, you know, then, you know, you don't quite know how you left your relationship. And then 10 years down the road, you get a random text or a an Instagram message, and it's like, hey man, I really appreciate you holding me accountable, coach. It's set me up for, you know, later on in life. And man, those are the ones that really impact me. And just, you know, seeing kids learn something from our program. You know, we talk about sports transferable skills and why we think college athletes are super employable people, the time management, the leadership, the cooperation, the problem solving, like those are all things that you garner during sports that I think make former college athletes elite hires in any business world.
And last one for you, coach. Oh, tell me, man, how's the food scene in Macon? I mean, been treating you and the staff, man. I know Macon has good food down there. I've come down there pretty often. Tell me some spots you and the staff really enjoy.
This Southern cooking's been hard on old dad's waistline, man. Like there's, you know, whether it's breakfast spots, man, there's too many homemade biscuits and gravy and all of it, man. But we've certainly started to nose our way through Macon, and there's a bunch of good spots to eat, man. I've been blown away by, you know, how they've revitalized that downtown area, man.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It's hard to find a parking meter on the weekends here with the amount of restaurants and bars. There's live music almost every night. Like there's just always something going on. It's got a little bit of a buzz to it. And we've enjoyed immersing ourselves in the community.
Well, coach, I hope to help you out any way I can. Coach, come on the show and talk about your program, man. I'll be coming down to Macon in July after I get off vacation. So I look forward to seeing you when I come down on camp down and see you all, man. So I'm glad to meet you. You're having the show, coach. Look forward to building a relationship with you year by year, man. Help you any way I can, coach.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.